So here I am in the foundations of King John's Castle, Limerick, which he ordered to be constructed in 1210. He was the Lord of Ireland, as well as the King of England. He'd been to Ireland once, not gone on very well with the Gaelic chieftains, laughing at their shaggy beards, being a Norman, his was trimmed. Anyway, which language he conversed in, because he spoke Norman French, only some English, possibly in Latin. Though obviously, you know, we'd only joined the Catholic Church after 1169, because remember, Pope Adrian IV, the only other English pope, had granted permission to Henry II, Lord Abiliter, to bring Ireland to Roman Christianity, because we had our own autocephalous church at the time. Anyway, construction began in the year 1212 and wasn't completed till decades later. King John, he died in 1216, so he never saw it completed. So it's by the Shannon on King's Island. So there's a branch of the Shannon around on the other side, which actually makes it an island that made it very defensible. And I remember in the 1930s, they built council housing in the courtyard because there was such a shortage of accommodation at the city because, you know, in Southern Ireland, we're suffering terrible pauperism at the time. Here we are. So there was a sally port so they could go out and attack the enemy when they were besieged. The castle was besieged thrice, 1651, 1642, and 1690 to 1691. It survived one of those sieges, so that's it. So it was really the fulcrum of Europe, I suppose, during the War of the Grand Alliance around 1690, and the Jacobites were defending it as the supporters of King James II, but eventually surrendered. So some Jacobite soldiers are trying to come in here. There was from French troops here on James II's side. Remember, James II, some might be a Catholic, he was an ally of Louis XIV. The Pope was actually on the other side. So bizarrely, the Pope made allies with the Protestants and the Catholics who fought against the Pope. And that was the case a lot. Remember, the Pope was a political as well as a religious leader. The Papal States into the 19th century was most of central Italy. So anyway, in the 16th century, the city had only 3,000 people. And going back to this, there is the Shannon, okay? There's Thoman Bridge, okay? And north of the Shannon pretty soon becomes County Clare. So you can see how flat the city is. That's towards the modern city centre. That was called Irish Town. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, so here in this courtyard, that's where the council houses were in other days. What else was I going to point out? Yeah, so it took years to build. It was integrated into the city walls. I saw this display here. It was very nationalist in tone. Not completely wrong. When obviously civilians were killed by the English, I call it murdered. When civilians were killed by Irish people, that's not murdered, it's killed, and so forth. But yeah, some of it was definitely true. There's no question there were massacres committed by both groups. Are we nationalities? And obviously sometimes in Irish history, it's very difficult to work out who's English and who's Irish because, you know, most people have got mixed blood. If English people are here for long enough, do they become Irish or not? And so on. And then the word British was sort of forgotten in the 9th century AD. It wasn't really revived till the 16th century. And people often misuse that British and English as coterminous, which they aren't. Look at that, so you can be in the stocks. I was going to say that 1690 siege, the drawbridge was raised too soon, so some of the Jacobite soldiers didn't get in. They were killed then by the Williamites, or they had to jump into the Shannon and drown. But had they got in, would there be enough food to feed them? Was it in fact deliberate because they would have run out of provisions? Anyway, surrender was negotiated, the Treaty of Limerick. There were to be no discrimination against Catholics. But and there's the famous Treaty Stone, and the story goes that treaty was broken because the English said it's permissible since the ink had not yet dried on the treaty, which is obviously a lie. I mean, the treaty was reneged on several years later, and that was the Irish Parliament, which was exclusively Protestant by that stage. They went against it, and William III said, well, the thing is, this 1688 revolution means anything. That's parliamentary supremacy. So I can't go against this. He didn't sign it personally, but signed on his behalf. Obviously, it's wrong. No one should be discriminated against on the grounds of faith. But obviously, in the 17th century, everywhere had religious discrimination. In Ireland, it's unusual in as much as the majority was discriminated against, not a minority. So look at that, the main gate there. And then there's that gate tower. Wonder if there's a portcullis of the old days. So I have been here once before, and that's so long ago We're using Irish pounds in those days. How I do miss them, because they're much more characterful, the smell of them, the texture of them, everything else. Bit of a pity that we've got these euros, which is just so bland and identikit and just impersonal. A little wooden chapel in here. Wow. Surprised by that. Every castle would have a chapel. But they had to be able to fight out of it as well, because they couldn't spare any space. So anyway, scenes of terrible suffering. But that Thomond Bridge must have been rather reworked. And look at Thomond, the Rugger Stadium over there. Or is it the Gaelic Game Stadium? Okay, the Shannon, the longest river in the British Isles, is flowing out towards the Atlantic in that direction. And that's why there was that Foynes Flying Boats Museum, because boat planes used to land on the river in the early 20th century. And then Shannon Airport was built some way north of it in the 1930s. All right, that's enough for the moment. I'll just switch it off now.